This is Arsene Wenger. Welcome to FIFA Training Center.
You're listening to FIFA Insight Live, a Training Center podcast. Throughout the 2022 FIFA World Cup, we've been taking you inside the game with the technical study group, analyzing every match in Qatar. And now the tournament has entered the quarterfinals. The drama continues to increase. We've just seen England and France compete for a place in the semis. So let's head over to our experts as they break down the game.
So there we have it. France beating England 2-1 to progress to the semi-final against Morocco, who beat Portugal earlier. Who would have thought we had that lineup before this World Cup started in the World Cup semi-final? Zubi, I'm going to come straight to you because England had two penalties tonight, and interestingly, Harry Kane and Hugo Lloris both play at Tottenham Hotspur. How would that have affected probably Kane as well, but Hugo Lloris facing a teammate? Surely they practice penalties in training.
Yeah, you mentioned it right. This was very special. I was also wondering myself, wow, twice he wants to beat his own club teammate. On the first penalty he made this very, very good. But in the second one, it's always a little bit more an advantage, I would say, for the goalkeeper. Because the goalkeeper can win when he saves penalties. And in this situation was now Harry Kane the loser in this situation. Because he had the big chance. But, of course, this is a psychology, how they are staying together against each other. It was very special moment and special situation, but it ends well for the goalkeeper in this moment.
And Jürgen, you were always on the other side of those 12 yards, stood behind the ball. I mean, from a psychological perspective, how is it taking a second penalty in the same game, but then also against your club teammate?
I have to say, I mean, personally, I'm really glad that I never had that situation and had to score a second one in a game. Very, very difficult for Harry Kane. Very courageous to step up and do it again, basically. I think it's not a question of confidence. I think he has the confidence. But it's maybe a moment where the manager, the coach, has to step in and maybe just at least have eye contact with Harry and just assuring Harry and himself and his team that, are you in the right state of mind doing that, or should we just pass it on to another player and have that? Because England has enough players that are capable to score that penalty. That was basically the decisive moment of this match, because if he scores that, makes it 2-2, we go into extra time and we maybe have a penalty shootout. He didn't, and it was a game of very few chances on both sides. You know, they neutralized each other in midfield. The back lines didn't allow the forwards any space, any creative moments to have chances. And maybe then you can say, okay, maybe one team had more chances than the other, but it was really even in the entire match. This is the drama of a World Cup knockout stage. You know, one team unfortunately has to go home, and you feel for England. They put all the energy, all the effort in there, but you also have to give France a compliment. They were very professional, defensively very, very well organized, and didn't give anything to the English side there, and therefore you got to give them a compliment to go through.
And Dury, the big hype before this game was the foot race that was going to happen between Mbappe and Kyle Walker. Jürgen, you mentioned in the stands that, you know, this side was completely blocked, that Walker really was having to probably not advance as far up the field as he would have liked to in a normal game just because Mbappe was on that side. We had one instance where we got what we were expecting, a real foot race. But Dury, talk us through, I suppose, that lineup, but also what you saw from France.
I think Mbappe is a key player from France and is the most important weapon for the French team. But I think Kyle Walker controlled him over the 90 minutes very well, and he defended great against him. Of course, he have not the action with the ball, but against the ball, he was always there and he controlled him very well. I think the French team had a good team performance. They worked together hard in the duel. early goal from Tchouaméni, and after that they drop in the low block and close the space, and especially the three midfielders with Griezmann, with Rabiot and Tchouaméni, they protect the last line and close the space and working hard against the ball. So it was a very good team performance. Okay, after the penalty equalizer, they come in up, pressing higher, trying to score the second goal. That was good, I think, for the French team. And then they created the chances again, especially from the left side coming. Great crosses. First one was from Hernandez and the second from Griezmann, who make an unbelievable game with out of position, in on position, and he was always there. Great, great job for him. And yeah, and then they have not only Mbappé, France have Giroud, the typical number nine, a great striker, and he showed why he's the best top goal scorer in the French football history. And I think Jürgen knows better than me. He was a world-class striker. Maybe 90 minutes you could see not so much about him, but in the important moment he was there, and what a great header for the winning goal. Big compliment.
And Zubi, you know, if you look at that cross, how difficult is it for the keeper with a ball with such high quality being delivered from really from the sideline?
This I have to say, this cross, there is nothing to do or nothing to make it better or to come out for Pickford in this situation. It was only brilliant played from Griezmann, this cross, and also the finish from Giroud was fantastic. And even 1 minute before, Pickford had a good save on the line from Giroud. Yeah, okay, this is a situation where you think, yeah, okay, you keep your team up, yeah, you are in a good shape, and then these goals happen, okay. It was great play from France in this situation. I would like more to play, to talk quick about the 1-0 for France from Tchouaméni. This shot from around 25 meters. Even me, I was surprised, because when he shot the ball from this distance, he made only one step. It looks, for me, it was not obviously that he wants to shoot on the goal. And I think also for John Pickford in this situation, the first little steps were not explosive enough. The ball is coming, he had a few, he could even see the ball comes, but with his right foot from Tchouaméni, when he shots the ball getting longer and longer. And only on the end, you see Pickford make a full stretch with his body, really a full stretch. But that shows me that on the beginning, the first little two steps there needs or should be better, or with more explosivity behind this. Because it looks for me a little bit in a kind surprised, as also my colleague on the stand were all surprised, because this ball went in finally.
Fine margins and also fine detail in a World Cup quarter-final. But those fine little margins obviously make the difference at this level. Dury, you mentioned about French's team block being a lot shorter, certainly after scoring the goal. Elliot, at half-time, you showed me that they were actually 4 metres shorter than their tournament average.
Yeah, so at half-time, France's team length out of possession was 27 metres, and it's usually at 31 metres. This carried on throughout the game, and they ended with a team length out of possession of 28 metres.
So there we are. We are leaving Al Bayt Stadium on the way back to the hotel. Two rest days, or at least for the players, coming up now. And then we have two semi-finals. We have Messi's Argentina playing against Croatia, obviously beating Brazil on penalties last night. And then French Football Federation, so the French team, playing against Morocco, which will be a feisty affair, one we are looking forward to. So enjoy the evening, and we will be back soon.
You've been listening to FIFA Insight Live, a Highway 61 production for FIFA Training Center. For more information and insights throughout the 2022 FIFA World Cup, visit fifatrainingcenter.com.